Case 23-792, Waterford.
Is it 23-792?
792, case 5.
Morning. Would you state your name for the record?
Yep, Lieutenant Nicole Van Overloop.
And you'll have to spell that.
V-A-N-O-V-E-R-L-O-O-P.
Thank you. And at this point, you will each make a very brief statement of your case. And you're up first.
All right. So the appellant applied for pistol permit in April of 2023 during the application process. She failed to disclose a pretty minor misdemeanor arrest that she was later convicted for in the beginning of 2018. She checked that she had no criminal history and also that she had no convictions.
Would you like to make a brief statement at this point?
Yeah, since then I haven't had any charges or anything. I've been pretty good.
Your case in chief?
Yeah.
Or was that it?
Yeah, pretty much. The chief declined it based on the application process. It was a minor arrest. It was for just operating under suspension. Just due to the fact that she applied in 2023, the conviction was in 18, probably should have remembered it. Felt like the application wasn't being truthful. But do I really think there's any probably threat to her carrying a firearm?
Thank you. Would you like to ask her any questions? Okay. Questions from the board?
No history of any violent behavior?
No, that was the only history that she had, and it was just a failure to pretty much be truthful in the application.
And I believe the record shows she was 17 at the time?
So she was born in 99.
I just turned 18. Oh. So it was like 15 thank days you. After my
okay.
18th.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Had she disclosed that on her application, would the permit have been issued?
Yes.
So the incident and the nature and circumstances surrounding the incident are not unsuitable. It's just that the application is incorrect. Did you or anyone else call the appellant after the application and try to clarify and ask how that happened?
So when this application came in, at this point, job title, I do review all the pistol permits. When this came in, I wasn't in that position. Right now, I lead the investigative services division. That's what we do. But at the time, I was in administration, and that was not something that I did. So you could probably ask her what contact was made after that issue.
I guess you could, but just it's always good to do that because it could be a lie. Mm-hmm. Could be I didn't understand. Some people would look at motor vehicle charges and say, I didn't know that was a criminal charge. It is. But they should ask also if they're not sure, rather than taking a chance.
So. Unfortunately, the person who I filled in for has since retired.
No, I got you.
My hunch is they do follow up, because
I'm just,
I know
I'm
now
just trying to
do.
Give some helpful suggestions for next time.
I agree.
But where you stand today is, had that been disclosed, you would issue, there's no other suitability issue with this appellant. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? What would you like to say?
I haven't had any charges. I'm going to school right now. I've been pretty good. Haven't had a record or anything.
The problem was a car infraction or a shoplifting issue?
It was a motor vehicle assault, so she did have to go. She wasn't an infraction. It was a motor vehicle arrest. She didn't go to court.
For a suspended license.
Yes.
Do you have any questions you want to ask her?
Hang on.
Questions from the board?
The big one, how come you checked no?
I honestly did not think that motor vehicle charges had to do with anything related.
Same thing with their convictions. I could see the arrest because it says for a crime. People get confused a little bit when it says crime, but the conviction one's a little more. Again, I don't think you even had to pay a fine in it. That's it.
In your statement, you said you've been pretty good.
Yeah, that, I did notice that.
I haven't had any interaction with police.
Okay, but what does that mean? Where, if you've been pretty good, I mean, sometimes you're not.
I've been good.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to start going to school. I'm going to start at Three Rivers and then do nursing.
And you work at Backus now still?
Yeah.
You currently have a valid license?
Yes, I do. In registration and insurance, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Why was it suspended?
So I was driving, my stepdad had cars and stuff, and he let me use one of his cars, and it wasn't registered and insured. So I was driving that car, and I got pulled over for that. And I didn't have a valid license, I only had my permit, because I got pulled over originally when I was 17. I didn't have a license yet, so that's why.
How old are you now?
25.
Other questions?
Did you read the report? Did you see the information that was submitted?
Yes, yep.
Did you see that you were suspected of shoplifting?
Yeah, that was my two friends that I was with. Okay. So I was driving them to Walmart, and then we left right after. They thought that we were stealing.
There were no arrests connected to that?
No.
No other questions? Any final statement? Final statement from you? I always do that backwards, don't I?
That's okay.
Colonel Overturf.
Sure. This is a denial by Waterford. Basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to list a minor motor vehicle arrest for operating under suspension for both the "have you ever been arrested or ever been convicted" section of the application.
Any other statements? Questions from the board? Chief Rosenzweig.
I just want to make sure the appellant knows you were arrested and you were convicted of something for which jail time could be imposed. In fact, you received a sentence of 60 days. So
yes.
If you have to answer that question in the future, anything, job application or whatever, that's the way it should be answered. Okay. So you don't get into this problem again. Having said that, the issuing authority doesn't have any suitability issues other than that. So I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Appellant. LT, just stay there?
Yes.
We'll get you out of here now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going
to go to case one.